Geopolitical tensions are escalating, inflation is raging despite what they say. Stocks are sinking, debt is rising, and your own financial future isn't looking too clever. Yet gold endures crisis. Wars, disasters, no calamity has beaten gold. While paper assets crash and burn, gold endures. You need to take a fresh look at gold studying your portfolio. And right now, get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin when you open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hey, everybody. Time to the Charlie Kirk Show. Citizen Kane joins us from CitizenFreePress.com. That is CitizenFreePress.com. Check it out. That is CitizenFreePress.com. And one of the best NBA players out there. And it is Jonathan Isaac, who is a superstar. And he also has just released a new basketball shoe. I'm going to be buying some. He's making time to come to America Fest, and you should too. If Jonathan Isaac, who's a current NBA superstar, can make time for America Fest, you can make time for America Fest. Amfest.com. Amfest.com. Go to charliekirk.com and become a member to listen to all new exclusive members-only content at charliekirk.com. In exclusive speeches, podcasts, all advertiser-free. And also, we're doing a special live viewing for members only at Amfest. And so if you're a member, you'll be able to see us record some episodes. It's going to be really great. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. We have Mr. Kane from CitizenFreePress.com. Now, Kane, a lot of politics to talk about, but more importantly, college football weekend. One of the best college football weekends that I've seen in quite some time. Now, I'm a huge Duck fan. Producer Andrew, UW, all respect. To be perfectly, you know, fair, I was very worried on thought crimes. I was like, Washington is a team that can win. They had something. They had an edge. And, man, it's too bad. Bo could have won the Heisman. But Kane, I know you watched a lot of college football this weekend. I want to get your impressions. And then to the great injustice that the college football committee gave us on Sunday morning. Kane.
Yeah, it was a fantastic week. It was a fantastic weekend for football, without a doubt. And you're right about that Washington-Oregon matchup. It really was Bo Nixon's chance to take the Heisman away from Michael Penix. And people, you know, longtime readers of CFP know that the site has run out of Bloomington. So we had Michael Penix for 3 years at IU. He only transferred to, before last season to Washington when Kalen DeBoer went there. And so Bloomington people, we watched Michael Penix, you know, very, very closely. And that game, I know it had to hurt. You know, Oregon was the favorite. I'm not exactly sure why, considering that Washington had beat them earlier in the season, but that was a heck of a game, and there's so much, you know. So I'm going to go to Florida State before I go to anything
else.
You
have to. That's the big story here. It's an injustice.
Yeah, the problem was everybody in the nation was watching them, and they were watching them play a not very good Louisville team. Hell, Indiana almost beat – the Hoosiers finished 4-8 this year and have a brand-new coach, by the way. I'll give a shout-out to Coach Cignetti, and he's going to turn Hoosier Nation around. But Indiana almost beat Louisville. Louisville's not that great a team. They almost got beat, or they did get beat by Kentucky 2 weeks ago. And so everyone happened to be watching. That third string quarterback didn't look very good. I think people forget that the second string guy has looked much better, and he's going to be back for the bowl game. So Florida State, you know, they're angry.
Yeah, and they should be. I want to play some tape. So in the audience, they say, what's going on? So anyway, let me just explain to you. Florida State went undefeated and in a Power 5 conference, ACC. They lost their quarterback, and they got snubbed out of the 14 playoff. It's awful. Let's play cut 17. If you think you're having a bad weekend, play cut 17.
2014, we're heartbroken, devastated, and I'm sure there is a lot of anger in Tallahassee as a result of this.
Now, here's what I would have done if I was Mr. Norvell, the coach of Florida State. He didn't play this right. in my opinion. Now, this is PR politics stuff. He should have called for some political. As soon as they won the game, Kane, he should have, on that camera interview, he should have looked right into the camera and say, "We are watching you, committee, and don't even think about not having us in." And then, as soon as they were snubbed, I know this sounds crazy, Norvell should have called for his own playoff. They could play it. Think about it. There's four great teams that didn't make the playoff. Florida State, Georgia, Oregon, and Ohio State. They could have had their own playoff. They could have done it at their own stadiums in total defiance to the bowl system and be like, let's go play Georgia. He literally could have been like, we're going to go. And they are playing Georgia now in a bowl game. But they could have said, let's do our own playoff. Anyway, Kane, final thoughts, and we'll get back to politics.
Yeah, I don't mind talking about this stuff at all. In fact, there was a great tweet yesterday that said that the college football committee decision hasn't been fully implemented, that Mike Pence could still stand up for freedom and democracy and prevent it. You know, other people said Florida State should boycott the bowl game and then just show up with pads, sort of, you know, boycott officially, but then show up to play. Oregon is getting screwed, right? Oregon is a top team. They're playing Liberty. Liberty went undefeated, but Liberty is the, you know, this, everyone knows about Liberty. They're in Lynchburg, Virginia, but I don't think they're going to, I think, you know, Oregon's going to put up 55 on Liberty in that game. Ohio State, they sort of get forgotten because they didn't play this weekend, right? And they've drawn Missouri. That's going to be an interesting game. Missouri kind of was a sneaky, had some sneaky skills in the SEC. We talked about Oregon and Liberty. Florida State is going to get Georgia. So how does Florida State approach that game? You know, Georgia's pissed off, right? They go from winning 29 straight to losing one game, and suddenly they're in sixth. So I'll say this. I don't know how much time we have, but I'm looking forward to next year when we finally have, I don't know if it's eight
12,
teams or 16
12,
teams.
12, 12, yeah. 12. It would have sucked. Honestly, what the committee should have done, and Norvell, a couple weeks ago, we should have actually just told the committee, you put in 12. They could have, by the way. They absolutely could. There's no logistical reason why it couldn't have been 12 this year, because all the games are played as road games at you're trying to tell me that Florida State wouldn't host a game right now? No, it's just simple. It's just silly. Okay, so Kane, tons of news going on here. I'm watching CFP Nation. It's amazing. Everyone go to citizenfreepress.com. Citizenfreepress.com. Really amazing. What are the big stories you're seeing chatter about? The Santos being expelled is really big. Also, some looming stuff. It doesn't look like the Democrats are going to be able to get rid of Biden as logistically easy as some would think. Your thoughts, Kane?
Yeah, there's a lot there. I want to say really quickly, because I never do a good job of explaining it. For people who've never read Citizen Free Press, go ahead and go there now. It loads in less than a second. There's no advertisements, never have been. And we post headlines from about 9 in the morning until 2 a.m. every morning. So it's all in a stack format. You're going to be able to see what headlines are new right at the top. Having said that, what is CFP Nation talking about? Well, they're talking about immigration, right? Texas seems to be tightening things up, and it seems as though the cartels are making a new plan for Arizona. And they've been exploiting Arizona aggressively the last couple of weeks. You mentioned George Santos. You know, I've kept my opinion off the site. I try to present headlines without letting people know how I feel, but this one really pisses me off. You know, the Senate, we've got a twice indicted bribery crook, Senator Bob Menendez. And there's no call from the media. Mm-hmm. There's no call from Democrats for Senate outside of Fetterman.
Hilarious.
Surprisingly, there's no call. Yeah. There's no call for Menendez to step down. Right. Why? So why do the Republicans have to handicap themselves in the House? This seemed like a vendetta. It seemed like this was pushed by three or four New York Republicans who had a personal slight against Santos, who made it a vendetta, and they were able to convince, whatever, 100 or so Republicans to go along, and obviously the Democrats. But it really makes no sense for them to do this. You know, I'm not a big fan of George Santos, but that doesn't matter. You know, that really has nothing to do with the issue. So I'm pissed off that, to be honest, that he was that he's been expelled, and I'm looking for retribution. I want Menendez gone from the Senate. $500,000 in cash and gold coins. Everyone knows the story, but it's bothersome.
One of the things that I just keep on hitting is when I travel the country, I talk to grassroots people, I look at CFP Nation, the base, the everyday man is more fired up than ever. And yet the leaders are so disconnected. They're using their time and their energy to neuter their own majority for a guy who said he's not even running for reelection. Kane, this is the biggest problem happening in the country, the lack of an opposition party.
Yeah, that's a good point. And there's a lack of an opposition party within our own party. I think, you know, you talked about that, the leaders running away from the base. And Trump is the perfect example of that, right? We almost all of the Republican leaders in the Senate want nothing to do with Trump. And they're all going to be proven wrong. And we're going to see if they rally around Trump next year, because Trump is going to win the nomination and he's going to need the support of Republicans in the Senate.
That's right. Chances are you've been here before. The chaos in the markets, oil and stocks. Just when you thought it was safe and interest rates were rising, new threats come out of nowhere. Tensions are boiling from Asia to Europe. Adaption is the key here to safeguarding your wealth. You may not have considered gold before. It's not speculation. Historically, it's meant insurance. Noble Gold Investments has been protecting investors from disaster for years with precious metals. I buy all of my gold from Noble Gold Investments. By the way, new CNBC article, gold hit a new high. Boom. For those of you that bought gold from Noble Gold Investments, you are smiling right now. Gold has proven in most eras to be a safe haven, shield for investor portfolios, and a volatility balance against uncertainty. If it helps, Noble Gold Investments is offering a free 3-ounce America Virtue coin with new IRAs this month. If you open your Noble Gold Investments IRA or 401k rollover, you can claim your coin today. Remember, crisis brews, portfolios waver, gold insulates. Secure yourself against the threats. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. Gold is proven in most eras to be a safe haven for investor portfolios and a volatility balance against uncertainty. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. I want to play a piece of tape here. It goes to show groups of military-aged Chinese males. This video is unbelievable. What cut is that? Whatever the cut is, let's play it. Kane, you've seen this footage before. It's incredible, your response.
Yeah, I've been posting these videos for 3 or 4 months now. There have been, we don't know the numbers right now, but I would say probably close to 100,000 Chinese males have crossed, let's say, in the last 6 to 9 months. They've been one of the biggest the fastest growing foreign groups showing up at our border. They're coming through the Darien Gap. Ben Bergquam and others have done a really good reporting job talking to these people. They are military age. You know, there's different theories out there, whether this is a CCP thing, whether they want to get them in this country. So for when they can do the dirty work of the CCP, when China decides to invade Taiwan and they want to throw a crimp into communications, let's say. And on the other spectrum, I saw a really good video about 2 weeks ago that I posted on CFP, that it was just a freedom loving guy from China. And he said that what's happening is brokers are advertising all over China in every source possible, trying essentially to let people know that they can get amnesty in the United States. And so I think it's probably a combination of both. I mean, I imagine the CCP is sending in thousands and thousands of agents. And I imagine there are some freedom loving Chinese that are trying to get here. But I'll say this, even if they're freedom loving Chinese and they're going to do some great things here, I want them to come legally. There's a process. There are people waiting in line. There are people spending thousands and thousands of dollars and waiting years to get legal green cards. And I would rather these freedom loving Chinese and from everywhere else, I would rather they get in line and follow the system. So those are my thoughts.
Yeah, it's just, it's incredible that, I mean, you see this video here. This is not just Nicaraguans and El Salvadorians. And they know Biden has opened up the border, you know, big time. And there's almost no accountability whatsoever from House Republicans. Kane, kind of riff on that as we close here. CFP Nation's vibe on the leadership of the Republican Party and the Republican Party in general.
Oh, well, they've given up completely. In fact, I get 10 posts a day for people proposing the Patriot Party, the MAGA Party. You know, without completely understanding that would handicap Republicans in the short term until we built that party. But yeah, it's look, the people who read CFP and who comment are are the hardcore MAGA base, and they are long since done with Ron and Romney. They're done with all the establishment Republicans, all globalists. They view the Republican Party as the uniparty. And so that's why, you know, that's why Trump has been such a breath of fresh air, because they feel that he speaks, you know, that, well, we know why Trump is a breath of fresh air. But so the base, you know, the base is, they're anxious, right? I'm posting polls every day. So they, and they're, you know, these are some very advanced poll watchers. So they're, we're watching everything. We're watching how Cornel West affects the race, how a possible Manchin candidacy affects the race, how Bobby Kennedy affects the race. We're keeping an eye on all these polls. And I want people to understand, here's a short little tangent. When you see Trump leading +2 in the Real Clear Politics polling average, don't suddenly think that's, you know, horrible. Oh, Trump should be leading by 6, by 10. You have to remember, in that same RCP average in 2020, Trump was losing by 6 to 8 points. And we know that he ended up doing better, slightly better than that. So the fact that he's polling at +2, +3 is a strong positive. And that's in a one-on-one race with Biden. We're seeing now with all of these other candidates, I forgot to mention Jill Stein, as well as Marianne Williamson, I guess. So all of these tend to, except for Kennedy, who may sort of hurt Trump and Biden equally. We're not sure of that. But regarding the others, they take votes from Biden. And so the Democrats are doing everything to keep those, you know, those candidates off the ballot. We're seeing in Florida that I put a story up this week and there won't be a primary in Florida. They decided not to put any other Democratic candidate on the ballot. And when there's only one candidate, they don't even list him, and they give the win automatically to Biden. So it's going to be this tussle, this battle between the Democrat establishment that will attempt to protect Biden versus these other candidates. And then I'll say the last thing. Well, there's an alternative. There's a way for the DNC. If Biden resigns after the DNC convention next July or August, the DNC has the full right to appoint whoever they want to replace him with no voting.
That's the way that Gavin Newsom can get in. Yeah.
Yeah. The ball game is right there. It's that window right after the convention. Kane, great job. We'll have you back on soon. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk, your exciting news to share about saving babies by providing ultrasounds. Right now, there is a dollar-for-dollar match doubling the number of babies you'll save with preborn. There are babies alive today about to celebrate their first Christmas because of what we did together a year ago at this time providing ultrasounds. And right now, you can save twice as many babies. Maybe you're already wondering about end-of-the-year giving and want to give every dollar, get the most results. Or maybe you just want to know that a girl making this decision deserves the truth. So that next year at this time, she's picking out a Christmas stocking for her baby's first Christmas. It's beautiful to think about. Your gift of $15,000, somebody out there can do it, I'm sure, will provide not one, but two ultrasound machines. $280 saves 10 babies. $28 a month saves a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. And right now, any gift saves twice as many babies with preborn. I'm a donor to this organization. We love this organization with the Kirk family. Call 833-850-2229. Full endorsement. Amazing people. Click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. Go to charliekirk.com right now and click on the preborn banner. Super honored to be joined right now by somebody who is a superstar in the National Basketball Association. And we're really honored to have him coming to America Fest as well. He's in the middle of a season, and he also has just released a new basketball shoe. I'm going to be buying some. Unite Us. And it is Jonathan Isaac, who just got back from practice. Jonathan, thank you so much for taking time to join us and also to come to America Fest. I'm a big fan of yours. Welcome to the show.
What's up, man? I appreciate you. And likewise, I am just rushing home from practice. I'm still sweaty a little bit, but I appreciate you having me on to get to talk about what we're going to talk about.
Awesome. So tell us about your new shoe line. It's really exciting. And I want our audience to know you are outspoken about your faith and your values while being a superstar National Basketball Association player. Tell us all about it.
I appreciate you. And for me, Unitas is more than just a sneaker line. The big broad vision of it is a alternative sports and apparel, you know, place for people who stand for the same values that I hold to: faith, family, freedom, who understand the necessity of faith in God and faith and trust in our founding principles. And I wanted to make that cool in a sense. And so I think for so long, people who hold to these types of values have been maligned as not cool or on the fringe, but being able to give people a high quality alternative to some of the sports and apparel companies that you see out there, I think was worthwhile. And it's been amazing so far. The sneaker is just one aspect of it right now, and I'm excited about it. It's called the Judah One. It is the first NBA specific player edition sneaker that has a visible Bible verse on the outside. And I just couldn't be happier about the way that it's going out. We have 5 colorways, 4 have dropped already. You can head to weareunitas.com to check them out. They each have a different Bible verse on them. The one you're showing there is called Triumph, and it has 2 Corinthians 4:9 on it that says, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed.
You know, Jonathan, I want everyone. So what's the website for people to check it out? Is it unitas.something? Tell us about the call to action. I want everyone to go check it out. Jonathan, how do people find it?
I appreciate you. It is weareunitas. weareunitas.com.
Love it. And, you know, by the way, a lot of people that are here, you know, buying basketball shoes for Christmas gifts for your kids or your grandkids, check it out. It's incredible. So, Jonathan, I first was made aware of you during the Black Lives Matter stuff that swept the National Basketball Association. If I remember correctly, it was the bubble, and many of your teammates were wearing the Black Lives Matter shirts and taking a knee during the national anthem, and you stood. And you stood for the national anthem and refused to go along with that. Walk us through that story. It's very powerful. And quite honestly, you were one of the few courageous voices in the National Basketball Association at that time. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was a crazy time. And it was amazing how fast everything just swept the country. You know, obviously you have this tragic moment with George Floyd in that situation. And, you know, everybody's trying to figure out how to feel about it, what to do about it. And you have this ascension of the Black Lives Matter organization and movement kind of sweep the country. You have corporations, everybody's making commercials, everybody's doing the Instagram and the Twitter, the Black Squares, everything is going on. And I'm sitting there trying to rationalize, how do I feel about the situation, and what best way to garner my voice, even if I have to say anything at all. And so I had my own perspective, and my perspective came from, I was in church one day and my pastor was preaching on Jesus being captured by the Roman guard. And this was at the height of all the riots and everything. And Jesus, you know, Peter lunges forward and cuts off the guy's ear. And Jesus says, if you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword. And one of the things that my pastor was saying was, if we treat this moment like we've always treated this moment, with anger and hatred back, if you believe that was the situation, then we'll always get the same result that we've always gotten. It'll always be division. But if we can step into this moment with love and with leading with Jesus Christ being the ultimate answer for the problems that we see, and understanding that we all fall short of God's glory, then we could have true change between the white and the Black community. And so I had that as my own personal framework in my mind. I wasn't necessarily upset at an entire race of people. I understood that there was one answer, and that was going to be Christ. And then we get into the bubble, and now it's like everybody's at the forefront. What you believe is at the forefront. And so, you know, our team is getting ready to play the next day, and we have this whole team meeting. And my teammates are saying, yo, we don't have a choice. We have to kneel for the national anthem because the team had already did it before us. So if we don't do it, we're going to look like we're not a part of the movement. And one of my teammates turned towards me and says, you know, Jonathan, what are you going to do? And I said, fellas, I'm not kneeling and I'm not going to wear the T-shirt. And it was like chaos. Everybody just, oh, my gosh, here we go. And they were asking me why. And I just said, I don't see wearing a T-shirt and kneeling for the national anthem as a real solution. I think it's just going to create more division. And it's not an answer. The Black Lives Matter organization is not an answer to the problems that we see, not just with racism, but everything that plagues our country. And so, we were going to do it the next day. And I remember being on the phone with my pastor the night before. And I told him, like, I don't think you understand how big this is going to be. Like, I'm going to be a coon. I'm going to be an Uncle Tom. They're going to, you know, this is going to go crazy. And he said to me, Jonathan, you cannot stand for God and God not stand for you. And that was like kind of the mic drop moment. I said, you know what, I'm going to go through with it. And the next day I decided to stand.
And Jonathan, what I want to just isolate is that typically when people take a stand, then they get attacked. And then there's kind of this half apology, and I didn't mean it, but you held the line, and now you have, and I want to just repeat this for a whole audience. Let's get the URL on the bottom for everybody. Weareunitas.com. You now have a clothing line with a shoe that is around your value system. Talk about how the Lord blessed you as you stood with courage. And just so every, you know, we talk about standing against popular opinion. You're literally in a bubble, right? There's nowhere to go, right? This was not easy, but talk about how the Lord blessed your life, your career, your faith walk after you decided not to go along with the crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. It really was not easy. And it's easy to say that now that it wasn't easy, but being in the moment, you know, everybody is staring at me like, you know, the referees, the other team is like, what is going on? And then the next day in the bubble, I'm walking through, you know, people are looking at me. Oh, he's the guy that did so-and-so. And my phone is blowing up with, you know, everything that was going on. But God is faithful. And one of the things that came out of it was my book. I wrote a book called Why I Stand. And it was like my life story of how I got to this moment of finding faith in the first place, how I came to stand, and the backstory and behind the scenes of everything. It became a national bestseller. And out of that as well, out of standing in the bubble, I actually injured myself the next game. And so after I stood in the bubble, I got injured and had to leave the bubble. And because of that, I had the downtime to be able to write the book. And so it was just little small ways that God was still standing with me. And one of the other ones was that one of the things that I told my pastor was that night was that I hadn't signed my contract yet. So my contract extension was still going to be up for negotiation that upcoming summer. And so there was a part of that was like, if I don't kneel, there's a possibility that, you know, I'm out of the league next year. It is what it is. I would have understood if it had gone that way, you know, at the end of the day, but it didn't. And, you know, I was able to re-sign a great contract with the Magic. And I just give God all the glory for that. I got married that summer. Now I got a baby girl, 7 months old. And then Unitas came out of being signed to Nike while I was in the bubble. And after I got injured, I didn't re-sign with Nike. And I went to my pastor and said to him, hey, I don't have a shoe company. He said, make your own shoe. I said, what? That doesn't make any sense. He said, make your own shoe. And so I went down the process of making my own shoe. And I wanted it to be authentic to me. That's why it has Bible verses and everything on it. And then it turned into, why create this just for myself? Why not create an entire sports and apparel company that can give lovers of God and lovers of freedom a home?
Amen. Man, I love it. Your book is also, I want people to check out, Why I Stand. We're honored you're going to be joining us at America Fest, which is just awesome, Jonathan, in the midst of a season and all this. And you really are an example of courage where your contract was, you know, on the line, all this stuff. And you stood, as it says in Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous. And so, Jonathan, you're a great role model to so many people. And thank you for running back from practice to make time for us. The website, again, is weareunitus.com. Purchase your Christmas gifts with Jonathan Isaac. He is one of the good ones and really honored to have him. For years, we've been talking about how our nation's public schools have been captured by progressive ideologues. They teach things that directly contradict the values of millions of Americans. That's especially true if you are a Christian family. For those of you worried about the best educational path for your kids and grandkids, I'm pleased to announce our new partnership with the folks at the Herzog Foundation. They are the trusted source on American K-12 private education with a remarkable suite of resources for parents and grandparents thinking about making the switch from public schools to a Christian education, and for those already in Christian schools too. From their online publication, The Lion, to their new podcast, Making the Leap, the Herzog Foundation offers a wide range of advice and information for Christian parents to make the best education decisions for your kids. To learn more about how your family, faith, and community can flourish through a quality Christian education, go to HerzogFoundation.com. That is HerzogFoundation.com. The Herzog Foundation offers a wide range of advice and information for you. Go to HerzogFoundation.com. That is HerzogFoundation.com. They're the trusted source of American K-12 private education, and they also partner with us at Turning Point Academy. So check it out right now, HerzogFoundation.com. So, Jonathan, the kind of prevailing narrative is that America is a racist country. What is your response or your thought when you hear that?
My thought is that, you know, a lot of people talk about that issue and how it is the most prevalent and the biggest kind of obstacle to Black Americans in our country today. And I just disagree. I'm not one to say that racism doesn't exist, but to to act like racism is the number one obstacle to Black people in America today, or that America is so systemically racist that Black people can't succeed, I think is false.
Yeah. So talk more about your story and your faith and how your worldview has been, let's say, strengthened by your love of the Lord and your testimony in Jesus Christ. I think it's really important because there aren't that many people in the National Basketball Association alone or others that are willing to speak out about your faith. Tell us about how you got to know the Lord and your walk with Jesus.
Yeah, so my story is kind of wild. I grew up in church, and I talk about it extensively throughout the book, so I won't go through the whole story. But I grew up in church, but for me, it was more so just a tradition. It wasn't something that I actually believed or really held as a tangible relationship with Jesus Christ myself. It wasn't until I actually got to the NBA and was during my rookie season, and I'm playing, and I'm having the time of my life. I'm like, I want to experience everything that the NBA has to offer. And then I got injured. I hurt my ankle, so I was out for a little bit. And I definitely, I could feel that everything that I thought that I wanted and I thought that I needed to be complete, that it wasn't all that it was chucked up to be. The money, the fame, the fun, the girls, all that type of stuff. It wasn't actually, it wasn't satisfying. And one day I'm on an elevator and I meet this man, and he's coming off the elevator. I'm going on, and he says to me, "I can tell you how to be great." And I said, "Tell me." He said, "You have to know Jesus." And I said, "Man, I know Jesus. I'm a Christian, all this different stuff," but I wasn't living that way. And it wasn't like I had a real tangible relationship with Christ. But that moment was the defining moment of my life, because after that, I started to see this guy everywhere that I went. If it was the elevator, it was the garage, it was all this different stuff. I just kept seeing him. And he would try to invite me to lunch. And I'm like, I don't want to go to lunch with you, in the back of my head. But I end up going to lunch with this guy, and I won't tell the whole thing, but yada, 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 the story continues. And that guy ends up becoming my pastor and leading me to teaching me about the love of God. And it was something that I actually really struggled with growing up, because I grew up in Bronx, New York. I went from a Black community to a white community when my parents split up. I went from Bronx, New York to Naples, Florida. And I really, I really struggled with fitting in, making friends. And I started to develop anxiety and self-insecurity, all these different things. And I was so used to working for love through basketball, to the point where I would have so much anxiety before games, after games, to the point where I'm the number one player in the state of Florida at Florida State University, and I'm taking anxiety medication to play. And nobody knows. Family doesn't know. Teachers don't know. Students don't know. Just one trainer and one coach know about, you know, what I was struggling with behind the scenes. But it was coming into contact with the unconditional love of God that says I don't have to score. I don't have to do anything to be loved. And that's what changed my life.
That's an amazing story, Jonathan. So, Jonathan, you brought it up. I have to ask, as a Seminole, what do you think about them being snubbed from the college football playoff? I got to ask, Jonathan.
Honestly, I wish I had more insight. I was definitely paying attention just a little bit towards the end there, because everybody was talking about how undefeated they were. But I don't know the full story of it, but I know that I'm supposed to be upset, so I'm upset.
Okay, there you go. Good answer. No, that's I'm upset too. No, Jonathan, we're so excited to have you at America Fest. You are a great leader and a great example in a league that at times seems a little focused on the glitz and the glam and the new coolest thing. You are going against the grain, and you're standing for truth and for righteousness. And what an amazing example, truly. And by the way, the Magic are 14-6. You guys are making a run. I think this might be a really great year. Closing thoughts, Jonathan.
Just that I appreciate you. I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate you, you know, promoting Unitas. You don't have to. And I'm just looking forward to it growing and becoming that beacon of light for people who stand for God and stand for our country. And so it's not about hating anybody. It's not about going against anybody. It's about saying these are my values and they deserve to be celebrated. And if you're not going to celebrate them, then we can celebrate them ourselves.
Amen. Jonathan, can't wait to see you at America Fest. And you are a joyful warrior, my friend. Great to see in an overly negative world. God bless you, man. See you soon. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Charlie.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. And God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.